Hi, this is Cam from Minus Six, and you're listening to Who's Right with Doug and Anthony.
Look, love, look, right, we've done it tonight. Just keep your grip and I'll hold you tight. The pretty party people with the paint with their face on, the feathers in their hair have the leather and lace on, the music, music shake.
So that was Minus Six, and that song was called Grass Fed. It was from their album Come Out From Where You Hide. And they got their name because they don't have any six-string instruments, right? They don't have a regular guitar. It's just a bass, piano, drums, and a saxophone.
Yeah.
And yeah. So what do you think? What do you think about that?
Well, I'm biased towards them. I'm friends with the bass player.
Yeah. I wouldn't say I'm friends with him, but I know him. I know the bass player, you know.
And so I can tell you one thing.
Yeah.
In all honesty, I've went and seen them play live, okay. And it is a good fucking time. It's fun. They put on a great show.
Yeah.
I have listened to them several times on Spotify.
Okay.
I haven't ever bought any of their music, but I don't know. They do this thing with cowbells in their show. They all four have a cowbell. Play that clip here.
Yeah, okay.
To me, that is awesome. It's a good time. It's fun. They have a great time with their audience. They have a huge following. I mean, like groupies,
like groupies.
I mean. So me and my wife went down and watched them play, and
yeah,
it's like, all right. So there was this one lady. She thought she was 30, and I think she was 60. But she.
Those are my favorite.
She comes up. She's drunker than shit. She comes up. I've been to 14 of their shows. All right. Well, get the fuck away from me. But
did you say, show me your titties and get out of here?
Oh, I could see them. I could see her titties hanging out of her skirt.
Awesome. Oh, shit. So
now, what do you think?
So it reminded me, you won't know this band, I suppose, but it reminded me of a band called Against Me. Not in the style of the music, nothing musical was the same at all. But the first time I heard Against Me, I was like, man, I don't like this. This is not listenable to me, right? But then after repeated listens, it was like almost like you laid into it, and it was like, I get it now. You know, it's really difficult to pick up on the first listen through, you know, and That's what I thought about this. It gave me the same feeling, like, man, I don't like this. And then the more you let it kind of wash over you, you know, it's like maybe there's more going on that I'm just not picking up, you know. And on repeated listens, I could really get something out of this, you know. That's what I got out of it.
I do know that they are all, I don't know how else to say it, they're all students of music. They're all very talented. And the reason why I picked this song is just because it's one of their faster songs. But,
yeah.
You know, they write their own music. All of their songs have some meaning behind it.
Sure. Well, basically what I was saying, it's not like normal formulaic music. I mean, it's you're used to hearing songs that go this way, right? When you hear something that goes a totally different direction, it might be good, but your brain doesn't recognize it as good right away, you know? I listened to the song all the way through, and then I went back and listened to the live version of the song, and I watched them play, and I could tell that I would love to see them live.
Yeah, it's so, you know, they're from the Quad Cities,
yeah.
Where we're at, the same as Fred Garvin.
Okay,
do you know who Fred Garvin is?
Nope, is he a rock singer? Fred Garvin.
There's an old Saturday Night Live skit. Just, here, play this.
Okay.
You're dealing here with a fully qualified male strumpet. I service the entire Quad Cities area, Moline, Rock Island, Davenport, and Bettendorf. Why not give me a word? What have you got to lose?
Right, so you can see Fred Garvin's from the Quad Cities. So
yep. Now I understand who Fred Garvin is. Okay,
that was supposed to just kind of flow, but I don't know how somebody.
But I'm not that smart, so
I don't know how somebody from the Quad Cities doesn't know who Fred Garvin is. But that's neither here nor there. Oh shit! I gotta write this down. I can't forget this.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah. So if I know that we have quite a few listeners here in the Quad Cities. If you ever get a chance to go out and see Minus Six, fucking go. It is a blast.
Yeah, it looks... I've never seen them live, but just from watching the... I watched a clip from the Quad City Pops that they did, and it was... I mean, I could tell it would be fun to see them live.
So I'll put a link on our website. You heard that right. We have a website now. We're fucking big time.
Yeah.
So anything that we talk about in this show, there'll be a link on the... items from the show page on our website, and a link to the music acts or whatever will be on there too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I wrote this note down. I wanted to talk about this the last show and I forgot, but okay. I seen that they're making a Top Gun 2.
Are you making that
I
up?
I am not making it up. So you need to sit down and watch Top Gun, because I'm sure that this big movie studio is going to send us a screener, and you're going to need to be caught up.
So if there's anything that I've ever been able to guarantee you about this show, I can guarantee you that won't happen.
Well, we got that other screener, remember?
No. I'm talking about me watching Top Gun. I've never. If for anybody that doesn't know, I've never seen Top Gun, and no plans to.
Yeah, we got a screener. What was it? A month and a half ago, that they wanted us to review this movie. It was an independent film. It was, whatever. It was so bad that we just chose not to even talk about it.
I can't remember the name of the movie. I couldn't even make it through it.
I think it was a shitty movie.
Shitty movie. Yep. Sounds good. Directed by shitty director.
It's like, you know how Kevin Smith made Clerks with like $18 and a fucking camcorder or whatever?
Yep.
It was like that without all the talent.
Huh. Crazy. Try not to suck any dicks on the way to the parking lot. That's fucking talent right there. Oh, shit. So, I sent you an article, and just wanted to dig into it, you know, very briefly, because there's not much to the article, but I don't know how I could read this article and not mention it on the show. So there was a woman who was on the operating table, something to do with her lady parts, and she farted and ignited the laser and caught the operating room on fire. So here's a very short part of the article. While doctors operated on the woman's cervix, she apparently farted. The laser ignited the emission. As a result, her lower body in particular was badly affected. So... Not only did she cause a fire, but she burned herself up because of her fucking fart.
Where was this at?
In Tokyo, I think.
Oh.
Not America. It was in not America. How about that? People don't fart in America, so.
Should we do a benefit or something for her?
Yes, we should. We'll start a GoFundMe page. Sure. If you want to give money to the lady that farted herself on fire... I've always thought, when I see those commercials for Kay's Jewelers, Hearts on Fire, I always thought it always made me think of farts on fire. That's what this made me think of.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I know. Tell me about it. That's the kind of show we do here, folks. Farts on fire.
All right. Did you want to talk about this thing with Bill Maher?
Sure. You can't expect me to... repeat what he said, but I can drop the clip in.
Go ahead and let everybody know what Bill Maher said, and then we'll all go from there.
Yeah. Apparently he likes houses. So
all right, Anthony, what do you think about that? Play that clip.
Yeah.
It's a Nebraska Maher. You're welcome. We'd love to have you work in the fields with us.
Work in the fields?
That's part of that. That's...
Senator, I'm a house nigga. No, it's...
What do you think about that?
In all honesty, and this is not going to be a very popular opinion, I don't think that what he said was wrong, and I don't think he has anything to apologize for. I know it's probably the most sensitive word in the English language, but I just feel like almost in the context of the joke.
Well, I think that's why people are so mad, is because it was a joke, you know, and to people on the other end of it, they don't think it's funny.
Right. So I know several people who will give me shit about my opinion on this. I mean,
I'm not one of them. I agree with you.
No, I know. But in my personal life and my work life, I'm going to get shit for saying this. But
yeah,
it's no different than what George Carlin said. You know, it was a joke. I don't know if you remember when George Carlin used that word. Of course, there was zero blowback, but...
yeah, but that was a long time ago.
No, and it's George
Things
Carlin.
Things changed.
Huh? And it's George Carlin. I mean, fuck.
And it's George Carlin, yeah.
I would have been able to see him instead of fucking Howie Mandel, motherfuckers. Go back and listen to a previous episode. I talked about choosing to go see Howie Mandel live instead of George Carlin because I'm fucking stupid.
No, you just wanted to see him blow up that glove on his head. That's all. Your life is complete.
Yeah, so... Bill Maher, I don't even know that it was a good joke, but...
No, it was just stupid.
It's...
Here's the thing, though. That's the way people talk, right? And nobody wants to admit that that's the way people talk. And you're not supposed to talk like that when you're live on the air. You're supposed to be more professional for some reason. You're supposed to not be yourself. I guarantee you that's how people talk. Whether it's right or wrong.
No, do you believe that? I don't. I don't believe that at all. I don't use that word.
You don't.
Right.
But there are people who talk that's just how people talk. Because he wasn't using it in an offensive way, I don't think. And just if you're telling me that because of the color of my skin, I can't say this certain word in the English language, doesn't that seem backwards to you?
Yeah. So I've had some conversations with black people, and
yeah,
I mean, I've had more than conversations with black people. Make it sound like I've had
talk to a black guy one time.
I did. no, it's true. I did talk to a black guy once, but
crazy.
You know his stance, and I understand his stance. I guess apparently I don't agree with it now, but is that word is the last word that some of his ancestors heard before they were killed. And that carries a lot of weight with me. It just carries a lot of weight with me.
But if I'm being 100% honest and not caring about the repercussions, I don't care. I don't care what the last word that your ancestors heard. What about the last word my ancestors heard? I don't know what it was. What if it was milk?
I'm sure it was go back to Canada.
Go back to Canada, you piece of shit.
You Polak. See, that's what's fucked up. That's what's fucked up is I can say Polak, I can say cracker, I can say honky.
Uh-huh.
N-word.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah, I agree with you. I just... If you're not... I understand if he was using it in a derogatory way, point, you know, talking about someone. I get it. I understand that word is hurtful. I get it. But just to say a blanket statement that if your skin is white, you can't say this word, that's pretty fucked up.
Oh, it is. It is. So why don't we pick a word that black people can't say?
How about Anthony? Is that bad?
All right. What about that thing on at Evergreen State College in Washington?
Yeah. Did you watch any of those videos?
just very briefly.
So what happened at Evergreen State College? They were going to have a day without white people. On first, when you first hear that, you're like, well, that sounds crazy, right? But they've been doing that in many forms for many, many, many years going back. It's kind of a tradition. It's a very liberal college. They've been doing things like that for a long time.
How did they do it before?
I want to say that I don't know all of them, of course, but one they had a day where all the black people were supposed to leave the college, and then all the illegals, I believe, were supposed to leave the college. I don't know the
specifics, but how is that a day without white people?
No. I'm not talking about a day without white people they've done before. I'm talking about the general idea of what they were doing. Day without, you know, this group leaves for the day, you know. Well, there was a professor that he's white, a biology professor, and he sent out an email saying,
No. The black students, whatever the group of them was called, they proposed that they do it different this year. I think that's what led to the email.
Okay. Maybe I misread something then. Go ahead.
They proposed that all white people leave the college, the campus.
Is that not what they did before?
No, that's what I'm saying. It was before, it was the black students didn't come to the campus.
Okay.
This year they were demanding that the whites don't come to campus. That was the big deal.
So it was, instead of a voluntary thing, it was a demand thing.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. I understand.
That's what prompted the email from the professor.
Yeah, and he basically said he wasn't going to participate, and he thought that it was counterproductive.
Yeah, because he was being told, because of the color of his skin, that he shouldn't come on campus.
Yeah. And so apparently after that happened, he got a call from the campus police saying that he shouldn't come to class that day. He should hold his class off campus because they were afraid they wouldn't be able to protect him because these protesters were going car to car looking for him.
Yeah, it's fucked. The whole thing's fucked. I'm a simple-minded guy. That's part of my problem, and I would like to think that as a nation, as advanced as we are, you know, if you look at somebody, you cannot look at somebody and say, you are black, so you are a bad person, or you are Mexican and you are a bad person. I know I can't. And anytime I hear people judging people strictly based on the color of their skin, I automatically know that they're a fucking idiot. I know that you're an idiot if you think you know somebody based on how they dress or what they look like.
Go ahead. I thought you were done.
No,
go ahead.
I'm just ranting. It's, the shit just pisses me off. It's like, now internally, as in the people of the country, we're doing what we can to divide ourselves instead of, we should all be out there just grabbing them by the pussy.
Yes, we should. You ever grabbed anybody by the pussy? It's not that bad. So there's a video of the protesters talking or having a meeting with the president of the college, and the president of the college is a guy, white guy, and you can tell that he's frustrated, whatever, but he's talking, and as he's talking, he's kind of moving his hands because he's probably an animated guy. He talks with his hands. Well, these protesters, they basically shut him down and say, you need to keep your hands at your side when you're talking. That's aggressive. You can't talk to us that way. And he says, I'm sorry, and he keeps his hands at his side while he's talking. I mean, the guy is just a bitch. I mean, the protesters made the president of the college into a bitch. They you got to watch these videos if you haven't. Look up the president of Evergreen College. You got to look at these videos. This guy is a bitch, and that's why these people are doing what they're doing.
He was a cuck?
Yeah, there you go. I don't like that word, but yeah, sure.
Why don't you like that word?
Because it's a stupid word, and it's been co-opted. It doesn't even mean what they, you know.
It most certainly does.
What?
Cuckold?
Don't you know what a cuckold is?
Yes.
What?
It's a guy that enjoys watching his wife get railed by somebody else.
But he doesn't necessarily have to. He doesn't have to enjoy it. But I mean, what is that? I don't. Nobody's getting railed here.
He is. And,
what?
The president is.
Yeah, I guess he is. I don't know. You gotta watch this video and you gotta understand that this is somebody is smarter than me said this. I didn't say this, but this is the logical conclusion of politically correct culture. This is where it goes when you let it go. You know, this is what happens.
All right. So I think what we're gonna do is, you know, we live in the same area here as each other. So I think that we're going to pick a group of people and we're going to try to round them up and tell them that they can't come, whatever, in the Quad Cities, I guess.
Yep.
So I'm thinking midgets.
Midgets, huh?
You don't think so?
I think it's an easy target.
Right. I don't want to get my ass kicked.
What would be awesome is if you did. Like a little Bruce Lee ninja. You know that I've never seen a non-white midget. Have you ever seen
that? Well, midget, no, I guess.
Well, I mean, I've only seen short Mexicans, I guess, but I mean, that doesn't count, does it?
If there's any black midgets out there, leave us a voicemail.
How would we know? They just say, well, I'm a black midget.
All right, so you got to have proof.
Yeah, you got to have proof.
If you don't provide a picture, so you need to be at least 18 and you have to be naked.
Yeah, I want to see that tripod.
You know what we could do? We could go around the area and gather up all the people with ADD and put them in concentration camps.
I'm in. Do you think we'd get in trouble for that? I'm just trying to help people here.
It's
the final solution. I mean, I don't know what else to do.
Fuck.
Jesus Christ. All right, so we're going off the air on that one.
Yep.
The FCC is going to somehow shut down podcasting.
So if you're interested in sponsoring the show,
yeah,
we're reaching out to you, Dildo of the Month Club. If anybody from dildoofthemonthclub.com listens, feel free to reach out to us.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Why don't we just pretend that they sponsor us?
Okay.
Let's just do that from now on.
All right. Yeah. Well, I think that's against the law.
Is it?
Well, I mean, we can say that we like them, but I think by saying that they like us and they sponsor our show, what if they fucking hate us? What if we're too offensive for Dildo of the Month Club?
This segment has been brought to you by Pepsi Cola.
Nope. Nope. Oh fuck! Now that was funny.
Nothing like drinking an ice cold Pepsi Cola. You're gonna have to like beat that out or something, ain't you?
Nope, I'm putting that part louder. Make sure everybody hears it.
All right. You think it's time to play my introduction?
Yes.
All right. Did you lock eyes with somebody at the grocery store? Did you see somebody driving down the road? Do you want to meet them? Do you want to be their friend? Do you want them to put their wiener in your butt? We give you Craigslist misconnections. So you want to go first then?
Sure. Give me 2 seconds here. All right, our first misconnection. The reason that I picked this, the wording was not written by a scholar, I'll tell you that. The reason that I picked it and I thought it was funny is that the picture that was attached to it was a picture of a public restroom. a toilet in a public restroom. And I mean, you got a misconnection, that's what you want to start with. Picture of a public restroom. All right. It started with the music montage, but quickly the episode escalated into multiple bathroom stall handies. I really felt like my heart was penetrated by two D's, and that you fired a torpedo through the glory hole of our missed connection. A big, poopy torpedo. I hope you will remember the good times. Now that our connections are destined to be truly missed. Along with a picture of a bathroom stall.
So was that a man for man then?
Yes. Right. Poopy torpedo should have gave that away.
Well, you'd never be too sure.
Never be too sure.
All right, I got a couple here. All right. This is a man for woman. So you got to bear with me because it's whatever. I'll just go. I'm in search of a very beautiful girl that I saw at Walmart. Not sure if you're single, dating, or married. All as I know is you're very beautiful. Also, I know I was very shy to approach you to say hi. I was shy because I fear rejection or didn't want to make a totally idiot of myself. We pretty much walk past each other, but don't think you saw me. I kind of came around one of the closed section aisle just to get another glimpses of you. Brownish hair. Not sure if there was blonde in there. There might have been. A medium, thin body type. Not sure your height, as I remember. You may have been medium height or shorter. Wearing flip-flops or sandals. You had gorgeous and wonderful feet in your flip-flops. I actually couldn't keep my eyes off them. Blush, blush. I'm surprised I didn't get caught by your eyes. That would have been so awkward and embarrassing on my part. Hee hee. You had light skin. Truly not sure if I can identify you as white or Hispanic ethnicity. If this sounds like you, feel free to reply with curiosity. You never know, it might be you. So if you were wearing sandals or flip-flops and you're Mexican or white and you've got brown or black hair and you're fat or thin, give this guy, reach out to him.
And you're medium height, whatever the fuck that means. I think I should call him. It could be me. Holy fuck, that's funny.
All right. This one is a little bit of reading, but I think it's worth it. This is another man for woman. It was last Saturday, and I was at the bar. My shitty boss made me work late, Friday and then early Saturday morning. Then I was laid off at the end of the day. Needless to say, I was pretty upset and in need of a good, long night at the bar. I got there straight from work at 6:30 and sat at the bar. You were a few stools down, and there was a few people between us. About 11:30, there was only a few of us left, and you moved down to the stool next to me, and we casually chatted for the next hour before you started making advances at me. First off, I was very drunk at this point. That's important for you to understand. Now, one of two things went horribly wrong here. Either I was so drunk that anything I said was impossible to understand, or you were too drunk to put two and two together. You see, when I kept saying things like, thank you, but I'm not like that, and I'm not gay, it's because I thought you were a man. So naturally, when you, who I thought was a man, tried to kiss me, I believed it was time to fight, and I punched you.
Oh my God.
I admit, I should not have tried any of the WWE moves after that, but I'm not a very good fighter, and I was in attack mode. Enter the large biker type guys playing pool in the back. If I would have known they were your brothers, I would have made out with you even if I knew you were a dude. Long story short, I hope that my three broken ribs and my missing tooth, it's right in the front, by the way, are enough to make us even. I would still like to be friends, and hopefully we can look back on this and laugh one day. I don't want to date, but we can drink beer and lift weights or fish or something. Hope to hear from you.
Drink beer and lift weights. Oh my God, that's funny. I'm going to drink beer and lift weights. Wow.
So I wanted to try to, you know, we talked a lot last week about semen.
like in the Navy? I don't remember that.
Do you want to rehash the whole conversation?
Kinda. I had half a chub for that whole episode, you know?
Yeah, so then whatever.
Yeah, so then whatever.
So you picked a fetish this week again.
I wouldn't really call it a fetish. I mean, maybe a little bit. So when I think of fetishes, the first thing I thought was this person. This person embodies a whole fetish in herself. Her name is Roxy Ray. and Doug had never heard of her. And I kind of wish I never had either. Let me read you first. Let's just start with, this is from her bio on her website. This is straight off her website. At the very bottom, it says, "Ass questions." People ask questions relating to my ass all the time, so I figured I would answer some so I don't have to keep answering the same ones. How am I able to use such large toys in my ass? It took a lot of ass play with different sized toys. It really turns me on feeling my ass stretch open. Being able to gape and stretch it. To me, it was kind of a sexual game I played with myself and others to see if I could get a little bigger each time. Do you ever get that feeling when you get out of bed and stretch yourself out for the day? That is the kind of satisfaction that gives me this gives me times 10. It's that wonderful morning stretch. Roxy, does your ass go back to normal or does it stay loose? No, the ass is like any other muscle in your body. It always goes back to normal tightness. If it didn't, I wouldn't shove anything up there. Who would want to walk around with a loose ass all the time? Not me. Hee hee. So if that gives you some indication of where she's at.
Do you like buttholes?
Oh, I think buttholes are just fine. Not...
Yeah, so I am a big fan of buttholes.
All right. I am a big fan of buttholes.
So, you know, when you talked to me about this, you know, using this, talking about her this week,
yeah.
I was okay. I mean, I was in it for it. I thought this would be a good thing to talk about. You said that she enjoys ass play.
Yeah.
What you didn't tell me is that the thing's the size of a fucking football go up there.
That's not an exaggeration.
No, it is not an exaggeration. It is fucking disgusting. And when she pulls these big fucking like toolboxes and shit out of her butt, her insides come out. Like, what's that called? Prolapse?
Yep.
Or relapse or
a relapse.
Whatever.
They call it a pink sock, right?
Okay, yeah, is that what they call it?
That's what I always heard it called, a pink sock.
Pink
or a,
sock.
A little one is called a rosebud, but a full one is called a pink sock. In reality, it's called a rectal prolapse, and it's a medical condition. You should go to the ER if you have one.
Imagine the inside of your intestines being outside your body,
yes.
Inside out.
It's, yes. Yep. That about sums
it's like
it
the,
up.
It's the opposite of what I want to look at when I'm touching myself.
The opposite of what you want to look at. Oh, that's great. So go ahead.
When Anthony told me about this, I immediately went on her Twitter and just started looking around. So this is her at this time. It's her pinned tweet, and I took a screenshot of it. To anyone that ever worried about my butthole, it's been 7 years of hardcore anal, and my hole looks like this. Hashtag unwrecked. And it's a picture of her butt.
That's awesome.
Unwrecked.
She does some just
ass.
Crazy, weird shit, man. Just weird. There was a video where she made some kind of a cookie batter, cake batter, something, and she... put it in her ass and then squirted it out into like a cake pan and then cooked it and then ate it. Like,
fuck, that was real, man.
I don't know why. First of all, I'm not 100% sure why somebody would want to do that. Second of all, why would somebody want to watch that?
All right. I don't fucking know that. So here's to you, Roxy Ray. You know, I know that,
I mean, I got nothing respect,
it's never,
but respect for this girl. I mean, she's doing what she wants to do, obviously, but maybe we can get her on the show.
So that's what I was going to say is I know from all the reading I've been doing about podcasts that, you know, we're nowhere near the upper echelon at all, but we're doing well enough that. There's people that don't have as many downloads as we have that, or as many listeners as we have that get some pretty good name guests. And we just kind of decided that we're not ready for that yet. I think we're waiting to get a little more comfortable on the mic, according to fucking John from or Jim or James or Johannes, whatever the Johannes? Fuck that guy's name is on Brand X.
That was awesome.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about him later. But I don't know, maybe Roxy Rae could be our first guest.
I would love that. Guest. She, just so you know, she started out as a cam girl, just herself, doing these shows where she's shoving things up her ass.
Shoving cameras up her butt?
Yeah, I mean, just shoving bowling balls up her ass, four at a time. And then she transitioned from that to like mainstream, the lower end of mainstream porno. And now she has her own website. And I mean, she's pretty, how many followers did you say she had on Twitter? Do you remember?
No, I don't know. I don't remember.
It was a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's
got a following. For sure.
Yeah. For somebody that just shoves stuff up their ass, she's pretty popular.
Does your mom have a Twitter?
No.
No, because if that's all it takes to get a bunch of followers, your mom would have, she'd be right up there.
Yeah. Funny guy.
All right. Yeah, so enough about Roxy Rae, I think. She's fucking disgusting. No, she's not disgusting. I'm disgusted by what she does.
There you go. The thing is that she's fucking, hot.
Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah. All right.
So I think that you never imagine picking her or somebody like her up at the bar. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, because she's hot. She looks.
Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah, I would even go so far as to say she kind of looks uptight. So just say you take her home from the bar and get her in the bedroom, you know, and then she gets on all fours and pulls her butt cheeks apart and fucking bowling ball rolls out or softball.
just rolls out. Doesn't even like no plop or anything. Just rolls out.
She brings together a string of six softballs and says she brought her own anal beads or something.
Awesome.
Fuck, you go to throw it in her and can't even touch the sides.
Yep. God, that's so nasty. I feel so inadequate. My dick's not anywhere near the size of a basketball.
Yeah, fuck, you go back to that video that we of the giving birth.
Yeah.
You know that, there's nothing that you're going to do to a vagina, you know, like you get done having sex and you're like, "Are you okay?" Fuck.
Are you okay? Yeah, baby, I'm all right. I think I'll manage.
You really knocked something loose, Tiger.
Tiger. I love it when they call you Tiger.
I'm going to guess you've never seen Kingpin either.
Nope.
God damn it. You are unbelievable. I don't even know. I don't know why we're friends. I mean, hey, do you want to talk about your shirt idea we put up there on the website?
Yeah. I don't even know why you're friends. You want to talk about your shirt idea? I thought you were going to expand.
No, I just don't know why we're friends.
Oh, all right. That's all the expansion we need. So about, I don't know, many years ago, I guess. Everybody that's my age knows the Vision Streetwear logo, Vision Streetwear clothes. So I had an idea that I wanted to make Virgin sleepwear in the vein of Vision Streetwear. So we have that shirt, if you'd like, available. And it's pretty funny, and it's looks like the Vision Streetwear logo. If you know what Vision Streetwear is, I've asked a couple of young kids and they're like, I don't know what that is. Like 20 something kids. They're like, I've never heard of that before. God, that makes me feel old. It was like skateboarding clothes when I was a kid.
So if you want to check it out, just go to our website again, whosrightpodcast.com. There's a bunch of other garbage up there for sale.
Yep.
And it's nice. We're finally going to have a place to have links for all of our shit.
We're definitely going to link Roxy Rae's page, so
yeah,
check that out. I'm sure you can't wait for that.
Big fucking relapse.
So, do you think that the people that are fans, I don't want to talk too long about it, I just got a question. Do you think the people that are fans of Roxy Rae are embarrassed or like they try to hide it? I mean,
no, not at all.
You don't think so? You don't think there's people that like, oh, I don't like her, and then they're all over it?
No, not at all.
You think people own that shit?
I would like to find somebody that is into her, just so I can find out what does it about watching that? Because it's like you're watching a medical procedure. You know, like when you watch operation videos and you see the guts all out and shit. I mean, it's not sexy to me.
No, there's nothing sexy going on.
All right.
I don't know. All right, that was. Yeah. So, anyways, back to that. Buy a shirt. I really like the. I really like that I can design that shirt. I've been thinking about that for a long time, so I think that'll be really cool. There's other shirts and stuff too, so go take a look.
Okay. Anytime that one of us gets a stupid idea for a shirt, it's going to be up there.
Oh, so, for sure.
So most of you out there have no idea what I do for a living, but I have a pretty decent job. I spent most of my life working in the shop environment, and I've kind of moved to a different type position. So I've got to be politically correct and all that, but I don't generally deal with the public. I don't deal with the public. And I really haven't had a job that I've had to deal with the public since I was 17, 18. Yeah. Here recently, I've been volunteering some time down at my daughter's softball league in the concession stand.
So if they make you do it, is that considered volunteering?
No, nobody's making me do it. I'm they're short people, and I'm down there quite a bit.
I thought
anyway.
We already talked about midgets.
Well, there are a lot of them.
A lot of them.
All right. Anyway, so I've been spending time in the concession stand, and as you know, I told you I don't like people.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, man, these fucking working in the public.
Yeah.
These fuckers are fucking pricks. It's like, you know, I went on that fucking rant about Detroit. I don't think it's Detroit. I think it's everywhere. These fucking assholes, man. These little cunt old ladies. They fucking come up and they're like, give me a Pepsi. All right. You want a can or bottle? Just a Pepsi. Fuck off, cunt. Fuck.
Fuck off, cunt.
And then it's like, okay, that'll be $1.50, ma'am. And they take fucking six quarters and they throw it on the counter. My fucking hand's right there. And they throw it on the fucking counter. Bitch.
Are you making this up or are you serious?
I am not making it up. God, it fucking pisses me off. I don't know how the fuck anybody makes a living. Like if you're a waiter or a waitress.
Yeah.
And you have to deal with these fucks. These fucking fucks, man.
It's because they think they're better than you.
Yeah. Fuck.
Doesn't it seem like
I
mean,
that? I know that's what it is, but these trailer trash motherfuckers that come through here, you know, not everybody, but a lot of them. I don't know what it is about softball, but whatever.
Lesbians and trailer trash. That's all it's in softball, isn't it? You weren't ready for that one, were you?
Well, so no, I don't think that's the case, but I do think that there are a lot of fuckheads that come to the ball diamonds. You know, there's in this whole league, they all share three diamonds. So there's about 200 girls roughly. So that's a bunch of people shuffling through there at any given time.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's like you could do like a white trash bingo, you know, just looking around how many chain wallets you're going to find. And
how many Rascal scooters do you see?
None.
Oh, really?
No. Rascal scooters. I was thinking you're talking about them, like that stupid scooter you got. That's a moped.
Oh, shit. Just answer the fucking question.
I don't know, probably one or two every night.
That's less than I thought.
Let's see. How many... Fuck, what else you got? You got...
Do you guys sell sticks of butter?
No.
You should. I bet you'd make a fucking killing. Or blocks of cheese. Stick of butter and a block of cheese.
God, oh, I can't fucking get over the.
So you gotta deal with those people, and then you gotta come here and deal with me, right?
You are these people. Dealing with you is the same as dealing with them people. I get so fucking frustrated.
I don't think that's the case. I'm a nice guy.
Whatever.
I always treat the help play that, nice.
Play that clip of play that voicemail.
All right.
Hey guys, this is Rich Horn. Doug, Anthony, I just want to say you guys are freaking hilarious. I do have a topic that you guys might want to check out. Human social interactions compared to animal social interactions. All right, talk to you guys later.
Okay, so he wants us to talk about animal versus human behavior.
Yeah.
Why in the fuck would you come to us? Why would you come to us and ask us to talk about animal versus human behavior? I don't understand the question. Like, you, every single episode, we talk about bukkake and porn and
the lady farted in the operating room.
So,
oh shit!
But anyway, so if you want our opinion on animal behavior versus human behavior. All right, here we go.
So,
what would you think if you seen four squirrels bukkake and one squirrel?
You got to have more than four.
He's putting his nuts all over.
Oh my god! Yeah.
All right. So, I hope that answered your question.
Yep. That's all we got. Bukkake and squirrels. That's it.
You got anything to add to that? I mean, I don't know.
No, I don't. All I know is if I was a snake, you don't have any arms or legs, I would definitely crawl up somebody's butthole. I think that would be funny. Just Roxy for a joke, Ray's? You know? Yeah, I'd crawl up Roxy Ray's butthole just for a joke.
I like that you're worried about your arms and legs, though. You know, if I was a snake, because I don't have any arms and legs, I'm crawling up somebody's butthole. Yeah,
that's right. It's funny. Just for a joke. I mean, I can't crawl up somebody's butthole now. Well, maybe hers, but... So do you think there's any truth to that whole Richard Gere hamster thing?
No, I think not at all.
Really?
Let's go back to talking about the animal versus human behavior. No, you're not. You're talking about getting fucked by a gerbil.
Same thing. All right, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Do you think that animals of the same species segregate themselves based on where they were born?
Yes.
Seriously. So you think that a group of group of horses.
Yeah.
You think that they oust other horses based on the color of their fur or where they came from or anything?
So I don't know how that works, but so when you say, I'm not very good at science, obviously.
I'm not good at anything other than jerking off.
So when you say, I'm not even good at that. So when you say species.
Well, yeah, you are. You do just fine.
Gets me off every time. So when you say species, is that just all horses? Because there's like a bunch of different kinds of horses, right? Or is each different kind of horse a different kind of species?
Just all horses, fucker. Just if you get 25 horses and you put them in a field, do you think that they're going to pick five horses and not talk to them because they have a preconceived notion that they're thieves?
You know horses don't talk, right? No, yeah, I do. I do think that, yes.
Yeah, I don't.
So I'm going to set you up probably for this, but whatever, this is true. My mom...
Here we go.
Exactly. My mom used to work at a animal testing laboratory where they tested on monkeys.
Where they fucked them.
Where they fucked monkeys. So it was a breeding facility. I don't know, but it's like they don't do any tests where they like give them diseases and cut them up. They do tests where they basically just corral a bunch of monkeys together and let them fuck each other and then watch what happens. And then they'll take the baby and they'll put it with this group, and then they'll take the mom and they'll put it with this group. So they're studying specifically how the monkeys interact in groups. Like it's a society type of thing. super interesting stuff. So I know a little bit about that. And yes, they do. They segregate out, you know, people or monkeys.
Right. They segregate out, but not based on where the monkeys are from or what color their fur is. They segregate out based on each monkey has a different personality. And I'm assuming the dominant ones take over, right?
Yeah.
What I was getting at is the way humans and racism is what I was driving towards.
Oh.
But so like if a group of horses out in a field,
yeah,
you know, they all get along and then somebody puts a zebra out there, do they not like the zebra because it's mixed between black and white and it doesn't know where it belongs? Or
That's a weird question. If a horse doesn't like another horse, would you even know? I mean, unless you're like a horse whisperer, would you know? You don't know anything about horses. Would you be able to decide?
The fuck if I don't. I used to be a fucking cowboy.
Yeah, is that right?
Well, I smoked Marlboro.
All right, fair enough. I guess you do know about horses.
What the fuck more do you want from me?
Oh, so much more.
Well, I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, we don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
Yeah, all right. Play that clip from John from Brand X,
yeah,
when he called and left a voicemail.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? It's John from the Brand X podcast. I tell you what, Doug, we talk all the time on Facebook and Twitter. You can't get my name right. What the hell's wrong with you? Listening to the show, the Tom and Steve show, the actual dust-up started when they started picking on, they started picking on other podcasts that were much better, much well-produced. And we kind of just went back at them because, as a podcaster and in the podcast community, I just think that we put a lot of money and effort and love into this shows that we do, and we should really, you know, step on other toes. So, but if we're attacked, then we're like the United Nations. We all attack. So that's what's going on with that part of the show. And, again, you guys are doing a lot better, sound a lot better. And I still think we can boost it up a little bit. So, loving the show. And I'll catch you next week.
All right. So, what that was John or Jim. What the fuck's his name? Johannes. Jacob.
Jacob.
Nope.
Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
So, he's all fucking uptight because I couldn't remember his name.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not comfortable behind the fucking microphone,
uh-huh,
and my brain locks up about once every fucking 3 minutes.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know what the fuck you want from me. I'm doing the best that I can. All right, Jacob? So knock it off.
All right, Jacob.
So, you know, we talked about that other podcast last week.
Yeah.
The Dick and Ball Show or
yeah,
whatever
Chicken
they
Balls.
Were. And,
Chicken Ball Show.
And so he did a much better job of explaining it than I did. I don't know that I did a whole lot of explaining. I just assumed that the audience knew what the fuck I was talking about. But,
yep.
And that's truly what it is, you know. It's no different than anything else. So getting involved in these podcast shit, I have learned that it is a very close community of people, and it's everybody is very supportive of everybody else.
Yeah.
And then for these assholes to get on there and start attacking other podcasts for whatever, and they still do it, you know.
So did they ever get back at us or to us or anything like that?
I don't know. Not that I know.
Damn
of.
It! I really wanted to.
I don't pay.
I wanted to be in a war with them guys.
I don't pay a whole lot of attention to it, but So, he did a much better job of explaining it. But the other thing with Jack from Brand X is they talked about us again on their show. You know, they were the ones that they gave us a great shout out. They played a couple of our clips. They talked about how funny we were. So they said this, All right.
Who's Right with Doug and Anthony.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, their last show, the sound quality is coming around. You know, that's a new show, and they're getting their shit together. And, you know, a couple old guys, you know, yucking it up.
You know, and you would when you first talked about them, you said the Casual Encounters thing. I mean, I didn't know what it was, but then listening to their show now, I had no idea that that was going on.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yes, where you go to Craigslist.
Like, and you see someone on a bus stop and like, I'll hope against hope that he checks out.
Your chances of hitting the lotto.
Misconnections or whatever it's called.
Right. Misconnections on Craigslist. Oh, my God. That was the guy. That was the guy that saw us on the thing, you know. How do I get in touch with him?
It was brilliant.
Yeah. So, and it's a good show. And they're coming, and the sound quality is getting a lot better. And it's a great show. Now, here's the thing. If you listen to the show, and because they're older guys, and it takes us sometimes a little while to get our thoughts. The play that show at like 1.3 or 1.25 speed or something like that, and it takes those gaps away, and it makes it a better listening experience until they get, you know, a little bit better, stuff like that. But still, a good show. Love the show.
Now, God damn it, you have a problem with the way that I talk, how slow I am.
I don't think it's so slow. I don't think it, from what I got from that clip, it's the pauses in between, like, I'll say something and then you won't right away. Like there's like a bunch of pauses, you know, like that.
Fuck you, Jack.
Fuck you, Jack. That was his name, right? Jack. Jack from Brand Y.
I went and Brand Y. I went and listened to one of our old episodes and I played it at 1.25 speed like he recommended.
Yeah.
And if you want to hear me sound like a fucking chipmunk, then do that. Yeah, it's fucking great. It's a much better listening experience when you do that.
Uh-huh.
So
we've got people, this is just like the same thing we did with Texas. We got people that enjoy what we do and we want to get in here and just talk shit about them.
So in all honesty, so I love that show. I love Brand X. And John, me and him talk almost daily, and he has given me so many fucking pointers. I'm just fucking around with all this shit, but I'm sorry that I have to stop and think before I say something, but
fuck you apologizing for that?
Hold on.
Don't be a bitch, dude. Come on.
Hold on. Don't say anything. Fuck you.
Oh, shit.
John actually just bought one of our shirts. So if you guys haven't went over and checked out, I just turned my phone on and there's a big picture of Roxy Ray's exploded butthole.
Perfect.
So anyway, he just bought one of our shirts and he sent me a message. It's not very often that I read something and it makes me laugh out loud. Oh, like,
yeah.
But this did. So he went over and checked out our website. He said he liked it. And he said, the site looks good. I just bought a T-shirt. I have so many X's in my shirt size. If I was a movie rating, it would be a child porn snuff film.
Yeah, you screenshotted that and sent it to me. And I was in the store. And I literally laughed out loud in the fucking store.
Yeah, there are a couple of funny dudes over there. And again, I thank him all the time for all the help that he's given me, but thanks again, John.
Yeah, but next time just say some nice shit. Don't say nothing mean. We're sensitive. We're sensitive people over here. We don't want nobody all hurting our feelings.
Oh shit.
All right. Was that a show?
And, I think the last thing is we're going to play this other voicemail we got from our friend Donald. And I think on that note, we will take off. You will listen to Minus Six.
Yep.
One more time with
Grass Fed.
What's the name of that? Yeah. I was thinking Green Grass or Green Acres.
Green
or
Acres.
Something.
We're playing Green Acres. That's it.
All right. See you guys next week.
Yep. Goodbye.
Good afternoon, Ham and Pickle. Too Shy to Swallow podcast. This is Don Quad City sitting here drinking a Slurpee. Big ass fucking Slurpee. Y'all should get one. It looks like a fucking blender. Got it from 7-Eleven. It's amazing. And I'm sitting here vaping. I know, Anthony, vapors are douches, but you know what? I'm a douche, I guess. And I'm playing with my fidget spinners. Got the air conditioner on because it's fucking hot as hell outside. So, looking forward to listening to your guys' next podcast. The last one was fucking hilarious. I did look up some music of that guy's. Pretty good. Pretty good. I liked it. We listen to you guys on Wednesday. Later, Gators.
Hey, what's up? I am testing this recording thing. So I'm recording our conversation. Just the one-sided. I wanted to see if it's going to pick up me moving the microphone around or your voice through the speaker. So am I going to have to zip the file to send it to you? I know what it is. I don't have one. Yeah. Do you have Dropbox? Is there a limit to the file size? WAV files are pretty big. All right. WAV files are pretty big. All right. Well, I'll give that a try. A Microsoft deal.
And I'll hold you tight. The pretty party people with the paint, put their face on. The feathers in their hair have the leather and lace on. The music shakes the floor. Now the love is soaking out of every pore. The lights illuminate the smoke that lingers above us. The found don't get it, but the lost ones love us. Eyes are closed and our hands are raised. Souls are breathing and our minds are dazed. Mixing colors as we dance and entwine. And inch by inch we keep on climbing. But you don't know. Spice the sauce. My hands, they hold your hips. Your hair is hot in your blue eyes. They take in your surroundings and worship at the sunrise. The skin is sweaty as the spirits dance. They take us out of body, giving us the chance to chase away the demons that are growing inside us. Tomorrow no longer will they be able to ride us. Let the cleansing come, our course commands. Rip the chains off and hop the fence. Before you land on the green grass of the other side, we're gonna spread our arms and enjoy the fire. You don't know. The lights are low and the music.